Go ahead and hit your music.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic You Media, featuring radio, TV, webinars, and live events worldwide. And today, presenting the debut show of Interviews with Authentic You, with your co-host, Michelle Abbo, author, international speaker, also known as the celebrity numerologist, and Jeffrey Miller, author, international speaker, and also known as the interventionist. And now, here's Michelle and Jeff. Enjoy the show.
Well, welcome to the show, guys. This is going to be an exciting day. We have a special guest for you today, Emily West Sadler from the United Kingdom. Welcome, Emily, to the show.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. It's good to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you aboard, my dear. There you go. Okay, so that's how that works, okay? And that's as simple as that. Now, when it gets down to 30 seconds, you would do, you as the host would do exactly what we do to Michelle, and I'm going to click on her. Shall I see the blue? She is muted. Okay, she cannot. Now, the host, you as the host, would stay muted. You could also turn off, are you calling through your computer or are you calling on your phone?
I'm calling through my phone, but I've also logged in as Michelle on the computer.
Okay, no, that's fine. You would do that. That's exactly what you're going to do for the shows you're going to do. But since you're on the phone, you would also shut down your volume on your PC. Okay?
So right.
No chance of any kind of background interference for noise at all. So that way, any noise that's going to be made will be by the host and her guests. We'll let them do it. So let me give you an example of how we're going to talk to each other, okay? I'm going to mute myself, and then you're going to see the little light next to it, to the right of it, light up, okay?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to also mute you, and then we're going to talk behind the scene. Okay, now here we go.
Okay. So I can see.
Are you too?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, it said on mute. That's nice.
now we're live. Now we're live on the show. We're actually in record mode. The show automatically records itself from the time it counts down to zero until the mark is over, which is the 30 minute mark on this particular show. If it's an hour show, it'll be at the 60-minute mark.
Right.
The only other symbol, you don't have to know. If we were going to do exit music, you would know what the name of the show is, and you'd be able to look right here and say, in fact, let me look at the Tuesday, the Wednesday night show is, where's my schedule? So I can give you a quick example of it.
Okay.
That Let's Talk Archetypes, okay? Let me see if there's a, yeah, right there, you can see, Let's Talk Archetypes.
There's two intros there, there's intro and then intro two.
Intro two. That's a good question. I don't know. We're going to have to ask Michelle that question. I just noticed that.
Because one of them is 30 seconds long, the other is 17.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the 30-second one. Generally, it's a 30-second intro. That's usually what they are. However,
okay.
I'm not sure. That's a good point. We'll have to ask what that is as to which one. And I would ask Michelle, not the host. So
yeah.
we'll figure that one out. So what else can I tell you? As the show's going on, I mean, answering, I wish we had somebody else to call in.
Because the chat room,
let's do that now. Go over to the right. You'll see promote. You're in promote right now. All right, we're not going to do it, but prior to the show starting, once you're there and logged in, you can click each one of those boxes, Blog Talk, Facebook, and Twitter, and then hit send, and it sends out a tweet. It sends a Facebook message and Blog Talk Radio, because we're in the top 500 on Blog Talk. It'll send out to all the listeners of Blog Talk Radio, it'll send out an alert that we're going live.
All right, okay.
Episode info, don't worry about that at all. Chat, go ahead and click on chat.
Okay, so now chat as co-host, launch small chat here, or launch chat in new window with moderator control.
That's it. Launch chat in new window with moderator control. Go ahead and do that.
Okay, I've clicked on it. So I'm just waiting for that to be created.
Yep, and now a new window will come up, a new tab will come up top, and you can go ahead and look at it. There'll be nobody in there right now because I'm not signed into it either.
It's come up with a notice saying unknown error.
All right, don't worry about it then. Maybe because, you know why? We're not an actual show.
Oh, okay.
That's all right, eliminate that then.
I
will try it, though. As soon as you are back out, I'll try it just to make sure.
So you wouldn't choose the launch small chat here?
No. That's a good question. I've not been told to do that. I've only been told to do the other window because, a small chat means you've got it on the right. You'd have it on the right side right there where it says where all that is. I don't think it's as good for the guests. I think there's something about it. People that are doing a one-man band show, I think that's what they do to control everything. Because the host,
you can hear the typing or something.
The host can actually launch their own chat as well, but you want to know what it is, so you launch it from here also.
Some
of the hosts don't know how to do it. They don't follow it. They don't log into Blog Talk. They just call in and do their show.
Yeah.
So you want to launch it. So you would do the same thing. Now, let me try chat and see what happens.
Okay, I'm back.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello. Okay, so where did we leave off? I heard you something about chat.
Emily, mine is, looks like mine's launching.
Oh,
yes.
Is it? Okay.
We're
just testing out the different chat features because I noticed the tab and I was like asking, do I launch it, the small chat here, or what Jeff was saying was like launch a chat in a new window with moderator control.
Yes, you do.
I get the same thing, Emmy. Same.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can't launch chat right now, Michelle, right? Because it's not an actual show.
No, it should work. Oh, no, you know what? Maybe it won't. That could be the case because it's a test show.
Error.
And it's not.
There's network error because it's not a show.
That's probably it. Because what it does when you launch it, it has it on the main page on Blog Talk. So they won't let you do it if it's not a live show that people can listen to, probably.
No, well, it's a good question Emily had, though, I actually have it myself. When you have the launch in a new screen, new window with moderator control, that's what we always do. What if you did the other one? Would that restrict the people in the chat?
Well, see, I had an issue once or twice, actually, where there was someone who kind of came in. They call them trolls, where they come in and they, like, blitz the whole thing and they put nasty things on there. And it's like, I don't know how they do it, but they call them trolls and they can literally put, like, hundreds of messages in there in a short amount of time. And it just, it's chaos. So when you have moderator control, it prevents that from happening.
Good. That's the answer.
That's
the answer. That's excellent. Okay. So we started the show. I showed her how to do the countdown. She launched the music. She did our music for our new show. And we had a question because she's going to be doing Let's Talk Archetypes with Roy on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. So is intro one and intro two?
They're going to play automatically. The intros you don't have to worry about at all because they play automatically. They're set with the shows. And as soon as the show launches and it counts down and it says 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, your show will go live or however she says it. And then the intro will automatically play. So all you have to worry about is the exit music. That's it.
Okay, yep.
That's why.
So at the end.
I just learned something new.
Oh, you were hitting the... You didn't have to hit it.
Been hitting the damn button right when it goes to one every time.
No, because when I set up the episodes, right, it has the intro music already set up as the... You can put it right in the file, so it'll set it up and it'll just automatically
play. You've already done. She needs not worry about music at all, then.
She does, the exit music, just the exit. So when you get down to the end of the show and the host is wrapping up, and then when you know that the host is done, you hit the exit music. So for, like, Let's Talk Archetypes, for example, there is an exit clip that says, Let's Talk Archetypes, exit. So when it gets down to the wire and it gets closer to the end, you just kind of have your finger, your little mouse hand over there and just hit the button when it's time.
Yeah.
So just the exits. You don't have to worry about any of the intros at all.
Okay, that's good.
I didn't know that, Jeff. I thought you already
knew
that.
Oh, God. Well, remember when I started doing it, was like, hurry up, Jeff, you got to take the show. That's good, though. It's good. Hey, we're all good. Let's see, what else? We were talking about, we got into any pointers you'd like to give her on calls. What I explained so far is that the first caller she's going to get, if there's a guest, she's going to want to see who, you know, meaning a guest co-host, so to speak, and get that person in queue prior to the show starting, hopefully. However, I did have a show where one of them was late, and I had to check the numbers. Your host, however, should tell you the area code of the person who's calling, Emily.
Okay.
And if they don't, ask them.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have to get you connected to everyone on Skype, because that's how we communicate during the show. So you'll have the Skype window up of the person who's hosting the show. So, for example, Let's Talk Archetypes is Roy Solberg. So you would click on Roy's name on Skype and just put up the Skype box so that when you get closer to the end of the show, you can say 10 minutes left, 8 minutes left, you know, count it down for her because she won't be able to see. And then when she gets down to 2 minutes, then she'll start to wrap up the show and you'll hear her say, you know, next week we'll have this guest on and blah, blah, blah. Thank you so much for tuning in and see you next week or something like that. And then you hit the exit music. So you're going to use Skype to communicate with the host so that they know what's going on. And if there's a caller, for example, then you can type in the Skype box and say, you know, call her in the queue, her name is Sarah, or something like that. And then once you hear the host say, oh, I think we have a caller in the queue, her name is Sarah, let's take her call. And then you would unmute her because she would be muted, right? And if you notice the little mics, right, you've got the mic on that we're all on, and then the one beside it is the mic with the X through it.
Yeah.
So that would be the mute button. And then I don't know if Jeff explained, but the third button, the little kind of speech bubble,
actually,
it looks like, is the screening. Oh, okay. You did that already?
Yeah.
Okay.
About that yellow, how that you can talk to somebody without being on air.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you get a caller, for example, and like I'll take you in the screen room right now.
And I'm still live on the show, so you guys can't hear me.
Okay. So that's how you do it during the live show. But you always have to make sure, doubly sure before you actually speak, that it's clicked over completely. Because sometimes the system will spin a little bit, and it might not be completely clicked over. So just pause to make sure that they're indeed stopped on that and that you're in there. Because I've had a couple episodes where they could hear me, and I thought, oh, no. But it can happen. I mean, there's always technical things that happen like that. But
Okay.
Emily, on Skype, I just sent you a 15-minute message, okay?
Okay, yes, I've seen that.
That's what you would do at this point. In a half-hour show, I let them know the show's half over, 15 minutes.
Yeah, and then you just count it down. Yeah, just usually I do it the last 10, but it's up to you, whatever you feel comfortable with. But I usually do like 10, then 8, then 6, then 4, then 2, then 1, then 30 seconds. And that way they know. And sometimes they go over a little bit, and it's okay. Sometimes, I mean, I try to keep them on track as much as possible. But if it does count down and it's, you know, they don't have enough time left and it clicks off where it says on air and it'll go to recording, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the end of the world if it does click over to recording, because it's still recording the show and it'll be seamless once it goes to archive. But try to keep them on track as much as possible. And then... Okay, so there's a couple things with some of the shows. If you want to make a note of that now, the Living Astrology on Thursday, she's going to say, have a stellar week, and then you know that that's the end of the show. So some of them have cues where you're able to know exactly when to hit the exit music, and she'll say that. That'll be the last thing she says during her show, is have a stellar week. And then I think there's another one, too. Let me see. Usually, Lady and the Gent, which is on Thursday too, they usually just say it on air. They'll say, hit the exit music or something like that, so you'll know that they're done as well.
Okay.
Let me see.
Yeah, a little bit more kitchen table-like. It's not as – it's the one show we have, I would say, wouldn't you, Michelle, where they're just kind of like a total conversational show. There's no regiment to it, really. It's like back and forth, and they cut each other off, and it's really a great show. But it's more of sitting at the kitchen table, and you, hey, wait a minute, I didn't say that, you know. So. So it makes really makes sense to me that they would say something like that. Okay, hit the exit music. We're out of here.
Yeah, exactly. So in terms of callers, though, most of the shows you'll do, they probably won't be any callers other than the host and the guest. So you'll just have the two callers, you'll bring them on, and then once it gets down to the live show, you're going to mute yourself, and then you can leave them live. So I'm just going to tell the host, too, that usually I mute the guests, but I don't want you to have extra steps that you don't really need. So I'm just going to let you keep the host and the guests live and just mute yourself once the show goes live so you're not live on air. And then just kind of watch the show, because usually they don't have a lot of callers, if any at all, except for... Living Astrology usually has some callers.
Okay.
At 4 the other night, but she told me the area codes. She said, okay, we're going to have a 508, we're going to have a 207, we're going to have a 60-something. And then as each one came on after the show started, I went and spoke to them, Emily, as you guys just did in the yellow in the screen room. So just go one at a time and say, you know, and ask that question. Are you here to listen to the show, or are you here as a call-in guest? You know, to speak to the host, and then they'll say, and she'll tell you the name too. She gave me the names. One was Suzanne, one was Tom. You know, and so when they said, "Oh, I'm here to speak to the host," and I recognized the area code, I said, "Okay, are you Tom? Is this Tom? Yeah, this is Tom. Oh, great. Yeah, she's going to bring you up number two. You'll be you'll be after Susan. So listen for your name, and then I just you don't have to talk to them again." When she says, okay, and we're ready for Tom, then you hit the red. You hit the red microphone, Tom automatically starts talking, and then when he's all done and she says goodbye to him, you put him back over into the hold.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. I don't know. Is there anything other than that, Michelle, on that, on callers?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that's really the basics that you need
what?
To know.
Emily?
What? Oh, we didn't go through the end... episode where you end it. So once you hit the exit music and it's played and you can see it counting down, most of the exit musics are like 30 seconds to 40 seconds. Once it's getting down to the wire, and you've got like 1 or 2 seconds left, that big red button at the top there where it says end episode, then you click on that.
Yes,
and I'm going to bring it up. I'm not going to click on it, but see where I brought up the second box, and it says, are you sure you want to end this episode? And then it says, and then you click on end episode again. So there'll be a second box once you click on that.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, before I forget, is that you can call in via Skype. So when you go into the queue, like when you logged in today and you saw the queue, do that before you call in, because you can click on the little Skype. See, I called in via Skype today, but when you're the host or the one that's producing, you can actually click on the little Skype thing. It will be right beside where it says host call-in, host pin, right on the left-hand side. It'll be a little Skype button, and you can click on that and call in via Skype, so it doesn't. There's no charge or anything. You can just call in like that, and then you don't have to call the 1-877 number. It's just easier that way.
Yeah.
I usually do, so you can do that option, or you can just call in the host number or whatever you want to do. But I usually do Skype.
She has calling all over the world for her virtual assistant business, so she just called in without a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I get free international calls because I need to have that for my work. So.
Okay, just a second.
Where is that Skype thing you were talking about, Michelle? I don't see that.
Okay, yeah, so I think, you know, that's the gist of it. I think that, you know, it's the basics. It's really all you need to know. But we'll have to get you connected to all the hosts on Skype. So I'm going to send out an email. And
okay.
I just need your Skype name. What is that?
It's emily.west.sadler, and that's S-A-D-L-E-R.
Okay. All right, I'll send that out to them, and then they'll all start sending you contacts, or I guess request you to be their contact, and then I'll let them know that you're producing the shows. And so you're comfortable with that, to be able to bring up the Skype window to communicate during the show?
Yes, I'm comfortable with doing that.
Okay.
I have a question, though, about the Lady and Gent show, because you said about exit music, and I can't see...
Yes, that's the only one that actually is named differently, because they actually had a different show, and then they changed the name of the show. So it's actually called Soul Behind the Snark Exit. So for Lady and the Gent, that's what it is.
Okay, so let's see, where is that? Soul Behind. Okay,
Jeff. Jeff, I want to ask you, can you handle the rest of this call? I had sort of run, but I had to finish that call. I was in the middle of it, and then she had to call me back. Can you do it? And Emily, if you have any questions, just contact me. Honestly, we can run through this again if you'd like. We could do it again if you feel like you need another refresher, or you can call me or whatever. Send me an email.
Okay.
I have an idea for tomorrow night. I'll bring up with Emily that she could co-produce with me tomorrow night for my...
Perfect. Yeah, that'll work. Okay, I got to run.
All right, Michelle.
Thank you.
We'll catch up with
thanks.
You because we're going to go over some stuff. All right, later.
Okay, all right.
Thanks. Bye. Okay.
Bye.
We've got 6 minutes of showtime left, so I would have given you... and you do the numbers you want. I go 15, and then I go 10... And then I go 5. Just I keep it easy, you know?
Yeah.
And then I give them a 3.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And then I give them a 1.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay.
So if it was an hour show, I would give them a 30-minute, and then I'd give them a 15-minute. Yeah, I think you have a couple of hour shows to do, yeah. And then it's the same. 10, 5, 3, and 1. Now, when you end, I'm going to have you end this episode, and then you and I can get on Skype for a minute.
Okay.
Because we got 5 minutes left, but did you actually see what she was doing when she hit the end episode thing? Did you see what came up?
I didn't. No, nothing came up.
No, it wouldn't.
But
I don't think she realized. She thought we would see that, and we didn't. So
that's okay, because I can picture what it would look like.
Well, it has a default setting. I'm not going to click on it because I don't want to kick us out yet. What it'll do is it'll actually ask you, "Are you sure you want to end it?" And just after you hit your music, if she's done and she didn't run into overtime. Now, I did have a show last week that ran into overtime because they had some technical issues halfway through the show. And because it's a record, it'll record for the next 30 minutes. Blog Talk a lot,
right.
But it's not on the air. But if you went back and listened to that show after the fact and you didn't know that they had some tech issues, it's seamless. You wouldn't know the issue. You would listen to the show in its entire length. Even if it went to 40 minutes or 50 minutes and it was a 30-minute show, it wouldn't matter. You'd just keep listening to it. You wouldn't know the difference. So Blog Talk does that in case a host runs over or in case, you know, a caller is long-winded or something like that. So when the show actually ends, you'll see that we can stay on and keep talking. Okay?
Okay.
We're still going to be able to do that. We've got 4 minutes left. So when it gets to three, you can go ahead and give me a three-minute count. What I was going to suggest is, I don't know what you're doing tomorrow night at your 11 p.m. And how.
Not very much, though. I can.
But I have my 6 p.m. I've got the Breakthrough show to produce. I'm producing tomorrow night two shows, a 6 o'clock and an 8 o'clock my time. If you would like to, you could co-produce this, if you're available, you could co-produce that 6 p.m. with me, which is at your 11.
I can do that because my business meeting's been cancelled, so I don't have to get up at 5:30 a.m., so I can afford to stay up a bit later.
Awesome. So you can co-produce with me, and you and I can be on Skype. We'll be connected on Skype as well. You'll see how I interact with the host, and then we can go and talk if we have to behind the scenes. You and I can jump over to the screen room and talk.
Okay, yeah.
And I can let you go ahead, and then we can talk, and I can say, okay, looks like there's a caller. See that 207 area code, for example. And you go, yep. I say, okay, go ahead and go to the screen room and go ahead and talk to them and see what they're up to and come back and tell me.
Sure. Okay.
You know, we can, because that would be really good if we can play with it there. You're going to get a good feel of it. I'll actually let you do it, you know. Isn't that nice? That's awfully nice, isn't it?
No, that's good. It's interesting to see the side because I've been on Blog Talk shows before, but never in the studio.
No, you never see this part, right?
Yeah. So it's good to be on the other side and to see the controls.
Awesome. Okay. What other? I guess the only thing I had issue on, and it's me because it's a guy thing. Okay. When I first started, I was concerned. I didn't know. I must have missed that point about the music that it automatically starts. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I like that. You don't have to worry about it, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so that's you sending me. Okay, hold on a second. I'll click over to that.
Yeah, this is me just saying too.
I'll get you on speaker, so I walked over to grab myself a glass of water. Hold on.
Oh, no worries.
Let's see. So the exit music. I had to find that out by accident the night that I had that Lady in the Gent show. I said, hey, guys, there's no music here for you. You want to tell me what's going on?
Yeah.
They said, oh, wait a minute. It's our old name, Soul something.
Yeah.
Who knew, you know?
Well, exactly. That's why I was looking at it. I'm like, going, there's nothing here called Lady in the Gent.
Yeah, it's all, you know, it's really pretty simple. I don't, and let's see, I'm going to bring you up on, okay, you gave me 2 minutes, I got it, excellent. And now we're down to two, now we're down to a minute, so you would have given me the minute.
Exactly, yeah, and then 30 seconds.
As soon as this ends, we can still talk for a minute, because you'll hear the show end, but we can still talk, just like we're running the show and we're running into overtime, okay?
Okay, so, but do you want me to start playing the exit music in a few seconds?
When it tells you, you're going to hear them talk to you. You're going to hear them say.
Oh, what? It tells you?
Yeah, it's going to tell you. We'll listen here for a minute. You've got 30 seconds left now, and the host knows that there's a minute left. I don't tell them 30 seconds. They know.
Right, because I haven't heard anything, and it's now saying, like, 17, 16.
All right, let's see if it runs out. If it goes to zero, go ahead and play the music, and then I'm going to show you how to end the episode.
Okay.
because we'll still be able to talk. So now it's, yeah, no, it did. You know why? Because it's not a live show. It's not recorded. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Well,
so shall I just exit music now?
Go ahead.
I can now. I sensed that you were talking a bit, but I couldn't hear you.
All right. Now go ahead, because we're all done with this part of it. Go ahead and hit end episode, and what you're going to see, it says end the episode or stay on the air, because that's in case you did it by mistake. You're just going to go ahead and end the episode, then I'll call you on.